Be'ez Hashem Mizbo'ach, we begin Perek Achad Asa, the 11th and final chapter in the Rambam, Silkas, Nechos, and Laws of Inheritance in the Sefer Mishpatim, Book of Judgments, where we conclude by discussing how to conduct oneself with the estate of the orphans. As Rambam begins Halacha Aleph regarding, there are certain stipulations in conducting ourselves with the monies of the orphans. Mo'yishal Yisayimim. So we're talking about the laws of inheritance. Often it could be that there are orphans over here that need people to take care of them and help them out. So some the monies of the orphan should nichlem avim that the father left over for them. Inam trichem apetrapas. So the monies themselves don't need a caretaker. Elikitzur says, then what do we do with them? Boitkin namish yeshle nechasim sheshle machayis. We'll look for somebody who has real estate, properties that have insurance, which is a code name for karka. The you idis, it should be the highest quality, so that we have something here as collateral. V'yish neman, it should be a trustworthy person. V'shmei din Torah, and he listens to the laws of the Torah. U'ma'ilm lekibul avnidu, he has never yet accepted upon himself an excommunication. V'noysn lehamoyis v'bezdin, and what happens is, we give him the monies in court. Karav l'sacha v'rachel lehefsid, it has to be, the court stipulated with him, regarding the monies that we're investing with him, has to be a venture that there's more probability for profit than for loss. And v'nimtza yisayim nen, m'schar ha'mois, comes out that the orphans are getting benefits from these monies that were invested. The chen main karka. So too, if let's say that guy does not have real estate, okay, you not lehem mashkin, but at least then he should give a security of zob shaver of bars of gold. Shame by simit that has no identifying features, as we'll explain in a moment. But not bezna mashkin, the courts take the security. But not lehem, and then they give him the monies again. Krav l'sacha brachel have said closer for profit than it, and it's more far distant than the, that there's going to be a loss. So a very low risk factor. Now, why can't they take security of golden vessels or of golden jewelry? Because maybe it's actually someone else's. And then they'll give a simon for it. And after this guy dies, they're going to take it. If the judge knows that this guy who received the monies was not Ahmed, was not wealthy, and if it doesn't make sense that it's his, the one who gives the sign ends up taking it, and then it's going to be the loss for the orphans because the guy doesn't have the money and the security is being taken by someone else whose it really was. So you have to have something that cannot be, as no one can bring a simon that it's theirs. So the orphans will end up maintaining it. Now, the kama yivsku basachar, how much do we have to give as a percentage for the orphans for the profit of the money that's being invested? So it's kifi mashir adiyan, so whatever the judges see fit. Or shlisha sachar, whether it be a third of the profits, a chetzi, or a half of the profits, afal rabia sachar, or even maybe just a quarter of the profits, lay a sum that goes to the orphans. Imro shazu takon lehem, if they see that this would be something that would be beneficial for them, oysen the courts do this. Now, loy matzu adam shutin loy mois, let's say they don't find anyone that wants to take the monies of the orphans, they'll be rochig lehefsid bekav lesachar, which is not easy obviously to find, that'll be closer to making profits, and yet at the same time being a further away from loss, which generally more profits are when there's higher risk, and we don't want that for the orphans. So if we don't find anyone that would want to do such an investment, so what we do is they take out just a little bit enough food that's necessary from the principal of the fund over here, from the orphans, from their monies, for food. Until we could purchase with the monies a piece of real estate, and so then the principal will remain. Then we'll go ahead and appoint and give it over to the hands of a caretaker who will take over and run that property and manage it. Lacha Beis now regarding the movable items of orphans. So that was regarding monies, but kolam etatna shayisem, all movable items of the orphans. So shaman noisem, we evaluate them, umoichan noisem bevezna, and we sell it in the court. V'amhoya shokav l'medina. Now, if the marketplace was near the city, so then malichan noisem l'shokam oichan noisem. You don't do it in court, you bring it to the market, you sell it over there, we want to get the most money. And v'yitzofer demeim emamoyster shaman, then we combine that monies that you made with the monies that the orphans have, and then again, we do like we said in Aloch Alv, whatever we do with the monies, which we invested with someone that's an upstanding person. Halacha Gimel. Now, Mishal Yibiyod Sheikha Shalisam. Let's say someone had in his possession the beer of the orphans. We had these kegs or vats, whatever it is that the father passed away, and now the orphans have it, and this person has the beer. So the problem is, Imi Nicha Kanad Shimacha, if he's going to leave it here until it's sold, Shemi Yachmetz, it might ferment, it might spoil. Vimi Yalichal Shul, if he takes it to the marketplace, Shemi Yadu Oynes Baderach, something might, a mishap might happen on the way, and it'll be a loss for the orphans. So Harizal Isa Begederach Shul Isa Beshalai. So he should do with it whatever he would do with his own. Whatever you do with the own, do with it for the orphans. And b'chei kreisim is anything like that. That's how we would qualify what the person should do. Because yeah, either way, there's a risk factor. So do what you would do for yourself. Lachadalit continues regarding the responsibility of the caretaker. So kishmamidin bezin lehem apotropos, when the courts appoint for them a caretaker, they give them all the properties, the whole estate of the minors. Hakarka v'amatalton shlein nimkru, the properties and the movable items that weren't sold. And what he does is he puts out, he brings in, he builds, he demolishes the besaycher, he rents when they tend, he plants with zedeh, and he plants vegetation. He does whatever he sees fit that's good for the orphans. And he gives them teeth, gives them the drink. And he gives them money to spend according to whatever the money they have and whatever is appropriate for them. But he shouldn't be giving them more than what's necessary. But he shouldn't be too constricting with them either. So should be somewhere in the middle. Now, when the orphans become adults, so then he gives them the monies from the one who bequeathed it to them. He doesn't have to make for them a calculation of whatever had been coming in and whatever would be going out. Rather, he says to them, this is what remains. And he swears by holding a holy object that he didn't steal anything. But when we say this, when the courts appointed him. But if the father of the orphans appointed him as a caretaker, or anyone else that is bequeathing it to them, then he doesn't have to take an oath on this doubtful claim, which is maybe he did something. No one has a definite claim. If it was definite, maybe, but it's a doubtful claim. He doesn't have to swear. Because or else no one's going to want to be a caretaker. From the courts, they would, because it's a certain sign of chashivas. So therefore, by there, you have to swear. Now, yesh la apotropos, there's the ability for the caretaker, lubish uliskasis b'nichsisim, he could get dressed up and get clothing from the estate of the orphans, kedei sheyeh mechupet, so that he should look dignified via devar nishmam, that his word should be heard. And that is v'hu sheyeh lasim hano b'nichsim, but this is only if there's some type of a benefit to the orphans with their assets, b'yesh devar nishmam, that his words will be heard. So that's serving them. So that comes that's comp, you know, from the assets. Halacha above, yishla petropis. There is the ability also for the caretaker limker to sell behema, domestic animal, bavodim and slaves, shvachas and maidservants, sodas, fields, kudamim and vineyards. Lachali yisem, if it's for the purposes of getting food for the orphans. Aval ein moichim, but you cannot sell their stuff umanicha mois and to leave the monies. And neither can you even sell fields, let's say, to purchase slaves. Not slaves to purchase fields, because might not be successful. Leave things as it is. But you could sell a field to purchase oxen, to work the other fields, because the oxen are the primary assets of the fields, because if you don't have oxen, you can't do anything with the fields. So then you can sell a field to go ahead and buy an ox. Halacha Zayin, ein apotropin, Rishoyin limke berachik. Also, the caretakers cannot sell something that's far away, the legal carbon, to buy something that's closer by, which would make sense. If they have a property somewhere out, you know, miles and miles away, you'd rather have something close, cannot do that. So to limke berachik, neither could even sell a bad piece of property to buy a good quality one. Because again, maybe the one he's going to buy is not going to be successful, and therefore don't meddle in, don't change something that doesn't have to be changed. So to the Rishon Lodun Balochad, neither could go ahead and litigate a court case in their properties and to go ahead and create liabilities, Amanas Liskusli, some with the intention of winning it for the orphans, because Shemla Yisku, maybe they might not win. When the Mitzal Chayv Kaim comes out that now the debt is established, don't get involved, and they're minors and they can't be taken to court at this point in time. Wait till they become adults. The caretaker cannot go ahead and let one of the slaves go free because he doesn't own the body of the slave. And that's and that's even to take monies from the slave to let him go free, which would be the value of the slave. No, that he can't do. What they could do is they could sell the slave to others, to take from them the monies, which is because he needs the monies to feed the kids. Those people who are buying the slave, they could do it with the intention of letting him go free. Those others could let him go free, but the caretaker himself cannot sell, let him go free, or even sell himself to himself to let him go free. The caretakers, they have to take up the trumas and the maises from the properties of the food of the orphans, if it's to give them to eat. Because you can't feed the orphans something that's forbidden, which is tevel, untithed, if you didn't take up trumas and maises. But they should not take of mice and truma just to leave the produce as fixed. No, if it's not to feed them, you sell it untithed. Who wants to fix it would fix it and to be able to eat. But you don't go ahead and take off and cause any loss to the properties of the orphans. Halacha Yud, regarding that we said you can't feed them something forbidden, so regarding b'machanach, training the orphans in Yiddishkeit, ha'petrapin, the caretakers, oisin l'katam, they do, for the minors, they make sure they have a lulav, v'sukkah, v'tzitzis, v'sheifer, sefer Torah, v'tfilin, mezuzas, megillah, kol shadav, the rule is, kol mitzvah saseh, sheshlam kitzvah, any positive commandment that has a set amount, which is a one-time amount that you know going in, whether it's from biblical law, whether it's from rabbinic law, Islam, they do for them. Even though they're not really obligated in one of these mitzvahs, just to train them, still for the halacha of chinuch, they go ahead and they purchase for them. But they don't set on them the obligation of giving charity. Even for the great mitzvah of redeeming captives, because these mitzvahs don't have a set amount, because there's always poor people that need to be provided, or people taken captive, and it's unlimited amount. Unlimited amounts we don't impose upon the orphans. Halachidalf, umishin eshtata, if someone became mentally deranged, oishin eshkarish, or became a deaf mute, bezdin paiskin love tzedakah. There the courts, however, do impose upon him charity. Imayiro, if it was appropriate for that, unlike that, like we're saying, although we say in some sense they're like a child that you have a caretaker, but by them we will actually impose the obligation of tzedakah. Halachid Beis Ram concludes these halachas by warning the caretaker. Afa b'she'en ha'betrapis, although the caretaker does not tzarech l'asas cheshbon, does not have to make a calculation like we explained previously, he doesn't have to give him an exact accounting for where all the funds went, but tzarech l'chashav b'neir l'bein asmai, but between himself, he has to make sure to do an accounting, l'daktek, to be precise, l'izor habit, to be very careful, me'avim shel elo yisayimim, from the fathers of these orphans, which he is the one that rides on the highest heavens, which refers to Hashem. Shalomach says in the Pasuk and Tehillim, Soilu, make a path, to the one who rides on the highest heavens, Avi Yisayimim Begaymer, the father of orphans, etc. And therefore he has to be careful, even though he doesn't have to make accounting over here, but he has to make accounting with Hashem to make sure that nothing was misappropriated. Sliklu Hilchas Nachos V'Sat Shema, we have concluded the laws of inheritance with heavenly assistance, and we have concluded the Sefer of Mishpatim, one of the 14 Sfarim of that of the Book of Judgments.